'Tis the season for giving. If you've listened to this program over the years, you know that we have helped out the Truckers Christmas Group, and they're a great group. And I'll tell you right now, getting stronger as they look to help families in need in the trucking industry at Christmas time. And Greg Manchester is on the board for Truckers Christmas Group, and he joins us right now. Greg, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Eric. Thank you so much for having us. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, and thank you to yourself, all the other board members with this great charity, Truckers Christmas Group, and everyone that comes together for the effort of helping out these families in need at Christmas time. Explain to us the background of Truckers Christmas Group. If I didn't do it well enough, I know that you can.
It's been a year of big changes for us. This is going to be our seventh year operating, but for the first time in all these years, we're now our own 501c3 charity. We're licensed in the States, and it's great. We're finally out on our own. We've got a brand new website. The same great people that have been doing it for years, we're finally got together, and it's all to help bring, you know, Christmas to a trucking family in need.
Yeah. And this is really great. There are so many, and I know that you folks at the charity, what you do is you first of all, ask people to donate. You've even got a store where people can go in and they can bid on items, and those proceeds go to help these families. But you can just make a flat donation. It's real easy to do, by the way. I'm at the website right now, truckerschristmasgroup.org. But these are families, for whatever reason, they're down on their luck. And at this time of year, I think it's our responsibility to reach out and do what we can for these families. So far, how is the drive going for the funds?
It's going really good for the first year back. It's been a little slow to start off, but we're picking up momentum with time's getting short. And I mean, this is all about truckers helping truckers and keeping it in the industry. All of us on the charity, we're all truckers. We operate this from the seats of our trucks. We're all volunteers.
Yeah.
And come this time of year, that's when we start asking for a little bit of help. Say, we've got this great new website. Everything, as you said, is right on the site, and we keep all information in-house. We don't share anything with anybody without express permission. And what we need right now is, reach into your pocket. Buy a driver a cup of coffee, I like to say.
Sure.
It doesn't matter whether it's $1, $5, $10. Every little bit's going to help make, a trucking family have a Christmas.
Yeah, and this is, again, a really great cause. If you're in the trucking industry, if you know somebody who is, if you've had a decent year, as you mentioned, Greg, $5. You have a couple of cups of coffee. Maybe one day you pack your lunch instead of buying a lunch in the restaurant. And you throw in $10, whatever you can do, all of this adds up. And then what happens is you guys essentially, you take the nominations for the families. Is that how it works?
Yeah, we're also looking for nominations. So if you know a trucking family that's having a hard time right now, we take them, we vet them, we call them, we investigate them to the best of our abilities. And then we sit down as a group and we vote on them. We do it on a private website, so everybody gets to vote how they feel in each family. And the number of families we can help all depends on the amount of money we raise at Christmas here. We like to give at least a minimum of $500 to each family. We want it to be something substantial that's really going to help brighten their Christmas. And one thing we're doing new this year, and it's you'll find it in the store on the site, there's a link on the front page, is we're doing a 50-50 raffle. We're going to be drawing that December 21st, and hey, you might pay for your own Christmas if you get a couple of tickets in that.
Right, yeah, why not? And this is, again, a great way to give back to the industry. So even if you're not a part of the trucking industry, just know that these are people that have worked hard, many of them for many years, sacrificing time and sometimes their health on the road, and they do that to bring you the goods, not just at Christmas time, but every day. And so if you've got it to give, we certainly appreciate that. And we want you to go to truckerschristmasgroup.org. You can donate offline. You can also donate through PayPal. You guys have got it set up so well, Greg, as you mentioned. And it's right there. It's real simple to do. I myself will once again be making a donation to the group. And I'm just proud to do that because I'm grateful for what drivers do. And again, I think every little bit helps. You don't have to give. you know, $100 if you don't have it. But if you got $5, you know, you can do that very easily at truckerschristmasgroup.org. And again, if you know a family in the trucking industry that is down on their luck, you can find out more about nominating them as one of the families that might benefit from this great charity. Greg, yeah, great.
We'll be closing nominations for families on December 13th, just so everybody knows.
December 13th. So we're just days away. So make sure that you get that in right now. Real simple to do. TruckersChristmasGroup.org. And thank you, Greg, for being on with us. We are proud at Red Eye to do whatever we can to reach out to the trucking community and everybody else to help you guys out and be a part of this great group. TruckersChristmasGroup.org is the website. Thank you so much, Greg. Merry Christmas to you. And send me a note and let me know how everything panned out, as you always do, as we get closer to Christmas. Would you?
I will, Eric. And again, thank you for all your support. You guys are there for us every year, and we and the rest of the industry, we really appreciate it.
Once again, it's truckerschristmasgroup.org.